Dean is off today, but he left us his things to do list, from a horror movie marathon to a Halloween carnival. There is plenty going on in and around the city tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And Dean has the preview of what to do in the Chicagoland area this weekend.
In music, bluegrass superstars the Steep Canyon Rangers visit the Old Town School of Folk Music Saturday. Sunday, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Yes, play the hits at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. Electronic music stars Pretty Lights are at the Salt Shed on Elston through Saturday, while Veterans Thievery Corporation hit Radius on Sunday. Crimson and Clover. And the hits keep coming with Tommy James and the Shondells at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles Saturday. Also Saturday, it's Mexican singer-songwriter Pancho Barraza at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. And South Korean boy band Enhypen takes over the United Center on Sunday.
Like, now anything can happen. Now anything can happen here, too, now.
On stage this weekend, the Steppenwolf Theater presents the drama Sanctuary City, about recent immigrants brought to America as children. Catch it through November 18th. Through Sunday, see Shattered Globe Theater's acclaimed production of Arthur Miller's classic A View from the Bridge. And writers David Sedaris and Henry Rollins are together at the Auditorium Theater on Saturday.
The fact that when you take that photo, your next thought is, other people might want to see this.
For Laughs, Jim Jeffries takes the stage at the Chicago Theater through Saturday night. Bill Bellamy, Gary Owen, and more headlined the Swedish Day Comedy Jam at the Erie Crown Theater. Comedian and actor Michael Rapaport plays the City Winery through Saturday. Funny man Chris DiStefano plays the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. And Aries Spears is at the Improv in Schaumburg all weekend. Also, there's plenty of spooky outdoor fun, including the Art in the Dark Parade down State Street on Saturday. There's the Halloween Carnival at Schaumburg's Wind Trust Field now through next weekend. All Hallows Eve is being celebrated at the Naper Settlement in Naperville all weekend. And just when you thought it was safe to go back to the theater, the Music Box in Lakeview presents its annual horror movie marathon with 24 hours of spine-tingling chillers. The Music Box House of Horrors is playing all day Saturday. Hope you have a great weekend. Dean Richards, WGN News.
Dean mentioned City Winery in the city. Looking ahead to next week, Justin Hayward of Moody Blues fame will be at the City Winery. Those shows are sold out Monday and Tuesday, but at the City Winery, you can get on a waiting list. So if you want to see Justin Hayward do all those great Moody Blues songs that he wrote and sang, check it out. Contact the City Winery and get on their wait list for the shows coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Let's give you a little clip of what happened last night on TV. The speakerless house, Costco, and a pit stop wedding were among the topics of last night's late night monologues. Here are some highlights from Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Congress is 16 days now without a speaker. Without a speaker, nothing can get done. Even less than the usual nothing can get done. They are currently at odds over whether to keep trying with Jim Jordan, or to give temporary power to the interim speaker, Patrick McHenry. That is a plan that did not appeal to the guy who got him into this mess in the first place, the human bobblehead known as Matt Gaetz.
I think that I'm against Speaker Light. I'm against Bud Light.
That's right. I'm against traffic lights. I'm against the guiding light. I'm against Judith Light. Didn't care for her on Who's the Boss. Let me tell you something. Unless the Constitution was printed on the back of a can of Monster Energy drink, Matt Gaetz has not read it. Okay?
Switching gears, I saw that the CEO of Costco is stepping down. Costco made the move after realizing they could replace him with a cheaper Kirkland brand CEO. Just as good.
Yeah.
Some more business news today. Uber Eats released their annual cravings report, and the most popular order was French fries.
Ooh.
And drivers were like, yeah, that's our favorite order, too. Oh, hey, your McDonald's order came half full. Yeah, sorry about that. Meanwhile, the most popular non-food items were toilet paper, emergency contraceptives, and COVID tests. Delivery guy was, what the hell is going on in that house? Because I read that Good Morning America is leaving their studio in Times Square.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's hard delivering serious news with a guy in an M&M suit dancing behind you.
While leaving court yesterday, former President Trump said that he, quote, probably won't return this week because of an upcoming golf tournament at his Miami golf club. And he doesn't want to miss it because it's probably the last time it'll be considered his Miami golf club. A man in Kenya was arrested recently for allegedly impersonating a lawyer and winning dozens of lawsuits. I have the exact opposite problem, said Rudy Giuliani. Maybe I should stop pretending. The drugstore chain Rite Aid announced yesterday that it will close at least 150 stores. So the Rite Aid I was in last week, you're telling me that was open? I should have paid somebody. And finally, a couple recently got married during the 10-second pit stop of a NASCAR race. And this is embarrassing. The honeymoon was even faster. I swear this never happened. That was a monologue, everybody. We're off to the races.
I like Kirkland Brand, CEO, personally. One of our producers brought this to our attention, young Haley. Haley, I think I'm going to make you our youth reporter so you can tell us what's going on and keep us in touch with the youth of the community, okay?
Does that come with a raise?
Haley used to work here. But she told us about this crazy thing going on TikTok. A truck stop in Maine called Dysarts, D-Y-S-A-R-T-S. They're in Bangor. They filmed a commercial using a couple that were regulars there. And the commercial became famous a long time ago. But for some reason, it's now gotten almost 10 million views on YouTube. John and Sonia Palmer just had one line to say in the commercial, baked in a buttery, flaky crust. And neither one of them were able to say the line correctly. And since then, it's become a social media trend. Kids are making their parents and grandparents say the line. And here's a little montage from TikTok.
The line is baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked in a buttery, flaky crust. Baked in a buttery, crispy crust. Flaky. I like flaky all again. Baked on a buttery, crispy crust.
Dang. Cool? Flaky.
I thought I said flaky.
Baked in the buttery, flaky.
Crispy.
Flaky.
Flaky. Did I screw up again?
Yes, you did.
I did?
Baked in a bait. Oh. Baked in a buttery, crispy flake. Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Yahoo.
Okay, so that's the original, the commercial, all right? And now this is what's going on today on TikTok.
Repeat after me. Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked in a buttery, you crazy cat?
Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Oh, bacon butter, you crazy cat.
Buttery, buttery, bacon a buttery, and what? What's it all? Bacon and buttery crusty flakes.
The line is baked in a buttery flaky crust.
Bake in a buttery bakery fluff.
Another one of these things.
Bake in a buttery bakery sauce.
Sauce?
You say it.
Baked in a better.
So I'm meant to say bake in a buttery, flaky crust.
You gotta say baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked in a buttery, baked crust. Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Yeah! There you go. That's the rage on TikTok right now. People doing that. I don't get it. But here's the one that's even crazier than that. The Roman Empire trend, you know about this? Women ask their husbands or boyfriends how often they thought about the Roman Empire. Now, I don't understand how this happened and why it happened and how it's catching on, but that's the other current craze. Haley, what's number one and number two? Is it the buttery crust or the Roman Empire right now?
Ooh, you know what? I'm still seeing the buttery flaky crust videos, but I mean, guys still think about the Roman Empire.
Yeah, Panera Bread, they created a menu, an online-only menu that they're calling the Roman Empire menu. This is lame because they've got, like, Caesar salad. Get it?
Better baked buttery crust. Buttery flaky crust. Come on.
Buttery flaky buttered crust.
Haley, I can't wait to hear what the next trend is on social media. Keep us posted, will you?
You got it.
Even if you can't explain why, you can just tell us what.